AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Off the Ball Daily, a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball. The performance rankings, You Had to Be There, the crappy quiz, and a slight tangent.
Andy is a great teacher in boxing. Great teacher, a great coach, a great person.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll have the fallout from Belgium as Ireland return to Nations League A thanks to a last-gasp Abby Larkin goal. We'll hear from Shamrock Rovers head coach Stephen Bradley as he finally hopes to get his side over the league clinching line. And Cork's Brian Barry Murphy pulls off another big cup success. But first today, two events in Leuven last night. And Abby Larkin's 90th-minute goal meant that Ireland ran out 5-4 winners in aggregate, even though they lost 2-1 on the night, to return to Nations League A, and in doing so, increasing their chances of securing at least a playoff spot for the 2027 World Cup in Brazil. Tessa Vollaert's first half brace had the Dendreif Stadium rocking, but Carla Ward's team showed character to claw their way back into it. After Ireland were 4-2 winners in the first leg in the Aviva Stadium last Friday night, a one-goal defeat would have been good enough for qualification, and that is what happened thanks to Larkin's last-minute goal. Captain Katie McCabe earned her 100th cap in a green shirt, and her former Irish teammate Ciara Grant joins Will O'Callaghan shortly after the full-time whistle on Tuesday night's football show and paid tribute to the impact of McCabe and saying that she has many more games yet to go.
Katie McCabe, just on the TV here in the background, got her shirt from the FAI, which had the 100 caps written on the back of it. So I guess it's a great time to talk about her achievements as part of the team. Player of the game tonight to mark that 100 cap as well. And do you know that girl from Tala, who I remember coming on for her first cap, Puffy, is like, what, 7 or 8 years ago now at this stage, has been such an ever-present within this team ever since.
She has, and look, I had the joys of meeting Katie when she first came into the Women's National League. I was playing at Raheny when she came up, and you know, I used to think she was a good bit younger than me, but she's not actually that much younger than me. But like, you know, I remember going down to one of the Gaynor Cups, and so we were quite established on the under-17s team, and we were just down watching it, I think. And Noel King comes up to me and he's like, watch this girl. And literally we just spent the next 20 minutes watching a 14-year-old Katie McCabe running the lines up and down. And she was just the speed, the power, the sassiness, the, you know, everything she is now, she has been her whole life. When she came into the National League, she was too good for the league. Pure, natural, like, flair, strength, everything. And then for her to get the big move, really the first player to make that move at such a young age across the water. There was a lot of pressure on her. But again, I always like to tell people, like, Katie went on loan to Glasgow City, you know, wasn't the standout player, maybe got a wee bit of awakening that, oh, I need to work as hard as my natural talent is. Came back to Arsenal under, I can't remember his name, the Australian manager, was kind of given, you know, this is your chance if you want to step up to be a first team player. And boy, did she take it. And she's been flying ever since and dominating in the league over there. And for Ireland, you know, see Katie being given the captaincy. I don't think a lot of people would understand how much added pressure and work an international captain has to take on. And Katie takes it in her stride. She's very, very good at separating all the stresses that comes with who she is as a player and who she is as a teammate. I thought she was an excellent captain. And, you know, people often don't say you don't peak until you're about 28, 29, 30. So I feel like we've got 50 more caps than Katie McCabe playing just as good as she is now. And even today, you know, her set pieces, her deliveries, there's so much to her game. And I think she can adapt that. And with Chloe Moustaki behind her, I think that's a really, really good match made now. And I think if Chloe can give Katie that freedom to get higher up the pitch, you know, that left-hand side is going to be putting fear into other teams across Europe.
And if you want to listen to that back in full, you can do so now for free in your OTB football podcast feed now. Elsewhere last night, Austria and Denmark also booked their spots in Nations League A. And in League A, Spain will play Germany in the final next November. Treaty United and Bray Wanderers will meet in this weekend's First Division promotion playoffs final. Bray beat UCD 3-2 at the Carlisle Grounds to seal a 4-2 aggregate victory over the Students, while Treaty United were 2-1 winners after extra time at Cove Ramblers in the second leg of their tie. The playoff final will take place this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock. Shamrock Rovers can finally win the league tonight. All they need is just 1 point from their last two games, and they host Galway United at Tallaght Stadium this evening. The Hoops have not won a league game since the 26th of September, a 2-1 win at home to Bohemians. Since then, the only win that Stephen Bradley's side have earned was a 6-1 FAI Cup semi-final victory over Kerry in Tala. Rovers were beaten 2-1 by Derry City on Sunday, but the Candy Stripes will still need a miracle to pip the 21-time league winners. Bradley's side would have to lose to both Galway United and Sligo Rovers at home, and also suffer an 11-goal swing for Tiernan Lynch's side to become champions on Saturday. Head coach Stephen Bradley told the Shamrock Rovers in-house media team that his team always shows resilience when times are tough.
How do you always respond? I think you just have to look at our body of work over a long period of time. This group always respond, regardless of results. And like I said, you can never question that with this group. And I've no doubt they'll be ready to go again tomorrow.
Galway United still have plenty to play for themselves. They are aiming to avoid the dreaded relegation promotion playoff. The Tribesmen are unbeaten in their last three games, beating Cork City and Bohemians before drawing with Drogheda United last Friday. John Caulfield's side are in seventh, level on points with Sligo Rovers in eighth and Waterford in ninth. Galway have a superior goal difference of minus six, while Sligo have minus 13 and Waterford are in minus 19. Rovers boss Bradley is under no illusions about how tough the Westerners will make it for his side.
Yeah, Galway are a good team, well organised. When you play any team that John's in charge of, you know what you're going to get. Knows the game inside out, so you know exactly what you're going to come up against. And tomorrow will be a tight game, like all the games against Galway, and we don't expect anything different.
Kickoff is at 8 o'clock, and Will O'Callaghan will be keeping you in the loop on Off the Ball this evening from 7. Don't forget, as well, we will have live commentary of Drogheda United's clash with Bohemians in the race for Europe this coming Saturday on an extended Off the Ball. We will have reporters at Shamrock Rovers game with Sligo Rovers at Tallaght Stadium and Shelburne's final game of the season with St Patrick's Athletic at Tolka Park. All those games kick off at 4:30 and Shane Hannan and John Duggan will be keeping you up to speed all the way to 7 o'clock.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Last night in the EFL Cup, Cardiff booked their spot in the last eight following a 2-1 victory away at Welsh rivals Wrexham. Boss and proud Corkman Brian Barry Murphy says that they won't get ahead of themselves.
It's a bit of an emotional roller coaster because of how the swell of support is extraordinary. So when we're going well and we're winning games, it feels like nothing can stop you. But as you know, in football, there's going to be ups and downs along the course of the season.
Brentford put Grimsby's dream cup run at an end with a 5-0 thrashing at Blundell Park. Nathan Collins scored the fifth, while Matthias Janssen, Keen Lewis-Potter, Rhys Nelson and Fabio Carvalho all got in the score sheet. Meanwhile, Fulham boss Marco Silva insists his players didn't underestimate League One Wickham in their cup tie. The Premier League side needed penalties to get through to the quarterfinals after a 1-1 draw in 90 minutes.
We know that many times in these competitions, the surprise are there on the corner if you are not there really serious in terms of approach and all that stuff. We were serious. That is the first thing that I want to say about our players and approach and all that stuff.
Arsenal forward Bukayo Saka says he has no doubts that new striker Victor Gyökeres will deliver for the Premier League leaders. The Sweden international has been struggling for goals domestically, despite scoring twice in the Champions League last week. Tonight, he gets another chance as Arsenal take on Brighton in the AFL Cup at the Emirates Stadium.
Victor's playing really, really well. I think he's settled in well into the group and into the team. And the goals will come. I'm not worried. I don't think anyone in the club is worried. And yeah, he's a top player. He's a top player, so yeah, the goals will come.
Erling Haaland is expected to miss Manchester City's cup game at Swansea tonight after colliding with a post during the defeat to Aston Villa on Sunday. The striker played 90 minutes on Sunday, but his manager is mindful of protecting him ahead of games at Bournemouth and Borussia Dortmund. Pep Guardiola's suggested other big names won't feature in South Wales either.
Some rest for especially the players that play a lot of minutes, like not just Erling, Josko and the other one. So the previous season we were in that stage with a lot of injuries. Now we have less, and especially we have players that they need minutes, you know, to get, and Carabao is perfect for that.
Crystal Palace hope to take advantage of Liverpool's poor form to book themselves a place in the quarterfinals of the EFL Cup tonight. Arnislot's side have just one win in their last six matches in all competitions. Palace have also struggled of late, but did beat tonight's opponents at the end of September.
We played them now the third time in this season, and I think we did quite well in the first two games. So we rely on what we want to do, we rely on what we can do. We can't copy anybody else, and we don't want to copy anybody else.
Chelsea manager Enzo Maresca says he needs to protect his players despite his desire to win a trophy. João Pedro, Enzo Fernandez and Moises Caicedo are expected to be rested when they take on Wolves at Molineux. Maresca says he must be sensible.
The reason why is because we need to rotate. We need to protect players, because if we go with the same 11, we're gonna struggle during the season. So we need to rotate.
Newcastle continue their defence of the EFL Cup as they host Tottenham in the last 16 tonight. The club ended a 70-year wait for a major trophy with victory in the competition last season. Howe says he's hungry for more success.
It's maybe made the desire to win even stronger, because seeing the joy in everyone, whether that be the players, the supporters, the owners, seeing how that united the city in the celebrations, you know, that can only make you want to experience that more.
Tottenham manager Thomas Frank says his players are eager to win more trophies after their Europa League success last year. Spurs are unbeaten away from home this season, and Frank hopes that trend continues.
It's still a relatively small sample. Hopefully in the end of the year, the stats are fantastic away and fantastic home. It's a team that we, I'll say it's a new team, but still teams need to, you know, find each other.
Interim boss Martin O'Neill claims it's in the lap of the gods as to whether he'll be a success in his second spell at Celtic. He's taken the job on a temporary basis following the shock resignation of Brendan Rodgers on Monday. The Hoops welcome Falkirk to Celtic Park tonight in the Scottish Premiership before playing Rangers in the League Cup semi-final on Sunday. The 73-year-old says his first task is to unite the club.
I think it's the easiest thing in the world to say that when a club is successful, it has everybody going in the same direction. That doesn't seem to be the case at this moment, so really that's it.
Sean Maloney says he wants to bring normality back to Celtic. The former midfielder will assist interim head coach O'Neill at Parkhead. The defending champions are 8 points off Scottish Premiership leaders Hearts, who they lost to at the weekend. Maloney doesn't want them to waste time feeling sorry for themselves.
The club have lost some brilliant people. That happens at football, but you know what, really quickly you have to turn that around, or try and turn that around.
Rangers manager Danny Roll says his team must prove people who've written them off already this season wrong. New Celtic interim manager Martin O'Neill has said their Glasgow rivals are no threat in the Scottish Premiership title race. They're fifth in the table ahead of tonight's trip to Hibernian. Roll says they must focus on themselves.
You know where we are at the moment, also in the table. If you want to climb, you have to win games. You cannot miss one opportunity to win a game, and this is the next job we have to do.
Last night, Serie A league leaders Napoli extended their lead at the top of the table thanks to a 1-0 win away to Lecce. Adamola Luckman cancelled out Samuele Ricci's early goal as Atalanta held Milan to a 1-1 draw in Bergamo. Tonight, Evan Ferguson will be hoping for some game time as Roma host Parma at the Stadio Olimpico. Giampiero Gasperini's side have only scored 8 goals all season in the league, but have conceded just 3 and are second, 3 points behind Napoli with a game less played. Paulo Dybala is expected to lead the line, with Artem Dovbyk and Ferguson again set to feature on the bench. Elsewhere tonight, Cesc Fabregas Como play Hellas Verona, Bologna host Torino, Genoa play Cremonese, Inter host Fiorentina, and managerless Juventus take on Udinese. Former Napoli, Roma and Italy boss Luciano Spalletti is set to take the reins of the old lady, according to Mediaset. The Italian tactician reached a principle of agreement with the Bianconeri on Tuesday, and the club are expected to confirm his appointment today or tomorrow. Spalletti will sign a contract until the end of the season with an obligation to extend if he gets Champions League qualification this term. Football's lawmakers have discussed the possibility of extending the video assistant referee's reach to step in when an incorrect yellow card is given. After the introduction of punishing a goalkeeper for holding the ball for more than 8 seconds, which now results in a corner being awarded to the opposition, they also debated whether to apply a similar style countdown to other parts of the game, such as goal kicks and throw-ins. The ideas were among several raised during a meeting of the IFAB's football and technical advisory panels on Tuesday. Under current rules, VAR can only intervene on straight red cards, not second yellow cards. That led to a dismissal. Last season, Manchester City's Rico Lewis was controversially given a second yellow card against Crystal Palace by referee Robert Jones, but the decision could not be overturned. That is about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson, and we'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.